Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Finding Your Feet podcast, a podcast show dedicated to helping you get closer to your true, authentic self by helping you find your feet in life.
Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're talking all about identifying your own self-sabotaging behavior and potentially toxic behavior, because in the past, we've covered a lot about toxic behavior, how to identify it maybe in your partners, in your friends, family, workplace, whatever it is, but we haven't actually touched much on our own toxic behavior. And obviously, we all have those attributes within us. So I think this episode will be really practical and like really self-improvement for yourself.
Yeah, because, you know, it's really easy to be like self-aware, like self-develop, and then be able to point out what's wrong with everyone else. But, you know, sometimes it's actually can be quite hard to like see yourself really truly and your own like self-sabotaging toxic behaviors until sometimes, you know, you get told straight by someone or like even going to therapy is a really good way to like uncover things that you didn't even realize you were doing that are like really standing in your way, because at the end of the day, like, nothing actually is in our way, we're in our way, and like anything we say is in our way, it's not, we've just said it is and are letting it be. So yeah, but like actually looking at yourself and like identifying where you self-sabotage and like just get in your own way and like have toxic behavior is really hard.
Yeah, it is. I feel like it requires you've got a certain level of honesty.
Yeah.
Real honesty, really looking in the mirror. But that's why we're going to help you along the way.
Yeah, I feel like you get to a point on like your self-development journey where you're like, okay, I can cope with this bit now. Because you can feel a bit like it's an attack, you know? Like if you haven't really like humbled yourself much or like you haven't really got your ego in check, you can't do it.
Because your
ego won't let yourself do it. And also, like, if other people point things out to you, you just won't be able to.
Yeah.
You can't stomach it. You're like, get fucked.
Yeah, exactly. You'll just feel like everyone's attacking and judging you, like you said. But once you commit to doing the work and thinking, I'm going to really up-level my game, then that's when you're ready to really look at your own shit.
Yeah. Because you'll actually be so surprised by some of the things that you do. And you're like, as if I do that. Oh, my God. Because it's like such like autopilot behavior and stuff. So.
Yeah, exactly. But if you want to change your life and get different results, that's kind of things you have to change, isn't it?
Yeah.
The way you stand in your own way.
What is it that Einstein said? You can't solve a problem with the same level of thinking that created it. So like, you know, if you're feeling a bit stuck, you're probably stuck because you're stuck. Like as in like, because you're just like, you just have to break out, change it up.
Break free.
Yeah, and like start to rebirth and like be the new you, which is like getting rid of your toxic behavior and self-sabotage is shedding an old version of yourself, because those behaviors, you created them because they once served you, or like you thought they served you anyway.
Yeah.
So if you want to like, you know, really level up and step into the new you, then this is something that you have to do. Look in the mirror and be like, do you know what, that's my fault, isn't it? I better sort that out.
Yeah, exactly. Just owning it.
Yeah.
But before we jump into this episode, we just want to quickly talk to you about the sponsor of our podcast, who are BetterHelp. And BetterHelp are a professional online counseling service that will set you up with your own therapist in under 2 days. So if you are at that point where you need some support on your own mental health journey, or maybe you just want some support with your own healing, BetterHelp have a huge range of expertise. So whatever you need help for, they can find the right therapist for you.
Yeah, if you want to work on, you know, some of the difficult relationships in your life, if you're feeling a bit depressed, if you are struggling with grief right now or motivation, you feel low, it doesn't matter what it is, there's somebody on that platform that is perfect for you. And even if you get signed up with a therapist and you think, do you know what, I don't really like you, you can actually change therapists as many times as you want for no charge, completely free, until you're happy, because they just really want you to get the most out of the experience. And that means getting a therapist that you really connect with and can open up to. But wherever you are listening to this show right now, you can use BetterHelp services because they are a global company and they have clients all over the world because it's all done online. So you can communicate with your therapist on their app, you can send messages throughout the week, and then when you have your once a week call with them, you can do it on a video call like Skype or just an audio call, or if you don't feel comfortable having a phone call, you can just do messaging and emails and communicate and get the support that way. However you feel the most comfortable, they will work around you. And they are really, really affordable because there is their mission to help you start living a happier life today. So they want to remove all the barriers to you getting help for your mental health. So they're a lot cheaper than traditional face-to-face counselling. It will cost you about £160 for the whole month of therapy. So that works out around £40 to £50 per session. And in terms of how much therapy costs, that's actually really affordable. You know, we've done therapy before and you can pay pain up to like £200 per session. So £160 for the entire month is a lot more affordable. And they are giving our listeners a 10% discount on top of that. So if you want to get the discount and start your therapy journey, take charge of your mental health and get the support you need without a long waiting time from the comfort of your own home, then just head to the link betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That's betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. And the discount will automatically be applied to your account through that link. 10% off your first month and you will be on your way to a new you, a better you, an improved you, and a happier you.
Yeah, exactly. And if you do just want a little think about it, maybe go and check out the website. You can fill in a questionnaire. If you have any questions at all about therapy or BetterHelp, you can come and chat to us on Instagram at Finding Your Feet Podcast. Okay, so as we said, we're talking all about self-sabotaging behavior within yourself, how to identify and also how to change it. And I think the best way to probably describe like a self-sabotaging behavior or maybe toxic behavior is something that feels good probably in the moment, something impulsive that you want to do, but something that you've noticed does not cause great effects afterwards. Like it's going to leave you feeling not very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll read out the actual definition of self-sabotage, just so it's really clear, because some people like may have never heard of it before and aren't entirely sure what it means. So self-sabotage refers to behaviors or thought patterns that hold you back and prevent you from reaching your goals and committing to lasting change. So self-sabotage is the act of engaging in self-destructive behaviors, both consciously and subconsciously. So when you're self-sabotaging, like most of the time, you do not realize you're even doing it. So self-sabotage could be like, you can like let like perfectionism become a form of like self-sabotage because you could like be such a perfectionist that you're like, oh my God, I'm never going to launch my business, or I'm never going to launch my business's Instagram page because the grid is just not going to be perfect enough. It's not going to be up to my standard. And it's just like, you just stop yourself from doing it. Like you stopping yourself from what you are, the creating the life you actually want, and like taking steps to build the life you actually want and like be the true real you, because you're like putting perfectionism in front of you. That's self-sabotage. And it can be from things like you know, like getting back in touch with your ex, like when it's done and like you know it's done and like it's not good, and like, do you know what I mean, like X and X for a reason, or whatever they say. Like, you know, it's in the past, and it's like you will sit there like with the pain of like a fresh breakup, and all you want to do is talk to them because like you still love them or whatever. Like, because not all breakups end because somebody cheated or whatever. Sometimes people just go their separate ways because it's not working anymore or whatever. So you could sit there in a fresh breakup like still with so much emotion for that person. And you all you want to do is like message them, even though like you know that's not right, and like that's it, like short term that might make you feel good and feel a sense of relief to have that little conversation with them, but long term that's going to stop you from healing and being able to move on. And like that's self-sabotage. But you wouldn't think, oh, I'm being so self-destructive and toxic right now. You just are like, oh, I feel like crap, this is gonna make me feel better, I'll do that. And it's like, I think like self-sabotage is when you've got to like be aware of like that concept of like the adult you and the child you, which is what Stephanie Lynn coaching on our episode with her, which was all about like emotionally abusive relationships. But she on there introduced us all to this concept of like you have your adult self and your child self, and you have to parent your child self sometimes, and like that's your child self is the one that's like self-sabotaging, and like you have to bring in your parent self to stop doing that.
Yeah, no, exactly. I think because obviously when we're growing up and stuff, we kind of absorb a lot of like trauma and stuff like that. And that can be a response. Like if you've grown up and not thought you're good enough, then that could be the reason for you procrastinating on perfectionism.
Yeah, exactly.
Like thinking, I want to be perfect. But really it's that you're trying to avoid it. I was just thinking then like a good example. I actually heard this on a podcast once and I was like, I feel like a lot of people do that. And this is where this kind of idea of like, don't cop out by like generalizing. Like toxic behavior, for example, could be something like talking to maybe you like chatting to multiple people if you're single as a way to like fill a little hole that you won't fill in the moment. But if you have no desire for like a romantic outcome or for something to come of it, but you're still going to chat to them in the moment, like that is toxic behavior. Do you know what I mean? Because you're like involving somebody else, you may be leading them on, like basically like leading is toxic behavior. And I thought that's so true. And that is something that I feel is very generalized. Like, oh yeah, you've got like a sneaky link, you've got this, you've got that. And like this culture of like just like chatting to people. But if you know deep in your heart that like, say if you're listening to this now and you know you're chatting to someone and you know deep down you don't really have the intention of wanting something to flourish and they do, and you're on different pages, then that is toxic behavior within yourself. And I think it's very easy to, like I said, cop out of that and think, oh, well, everybody does it.
Yeah, because, you know, being a fuck boy or being a fuck girl, people don't really say fuck girls, but that's what fuck boy is.
Yeah, yeah. And just think, oh, well, if they do it, I can do it. But I think you have to, like, be really honest with yourself and think, does this make me feel good afterwards?
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, then that's something you need to change. Like, try and not cop out all the time, like, doing little toxic behaviors or self-sabotage and think, oh, well, it's fine, everyone procrastinates, blah, blah, blah. If it's standing in the way of your dreams and generally changing like your life's outcome, then you have to make the decision like, no, I'm actually going to change this behavior.
Yeah, because I don't know, I think so many people do that when they like talk to people and they know that they don't want it to go anywhere.
I've done it in the past. Like when I heard that podcast, that's why it hit me. Yeah, it hit me like a thing. So I was like, oh my God. I was like, I heard it ages ago, but I was like, I've done that so many times in the past where like I've chatted to someone and in my head, I know full well it wasn't like there was any outcome. And I thought that requires a level of honesty to be like I really don't see this going anywhere. And I'm using somebody else's emotion in their lives. And like that is pretty harsh. Like that to me is toxic behavior.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, if that other person on the other end of it doesn't know and they like you, they're going to develop feels. And then, that's what? Where it all then gets you're going to feel well bad.
Yeah.
And it'll break someone's heart. Yeah. It doesn't feel good. But that's it. It feels good short term because you're like, oh, yeah, attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. And then long term, you're like, shit.
Yeah. It's like those like memes where it's like, oh, when you were just texting because you're bored and then he's like inviting you to meet
up. Yeah, do you
want to
meet up? And you're like, oh. Yeah, even meet up. You know, when people are like, there's so many of that, like, about people that you're talking to and then they're like, oh, so should we do something? And then you're like, no, we shouldn't. Bye.
I can literally relate to that. I've done that in the past where I'm like, why is he asking to see me?
Yeah, yeah.
That wasn't my intention.
Yeah. I think it's like, have in situations like that, it's like important to have integrity with your intentions. Like, you know, what you're actually doing. Because if you do just want something chilled, that's okay.
Yeah,
as long as you say it.
Yeah, yeah,
as long as you say it. Tell them that. Because then if they know, they can say, oh yeah, do you know what? I'm down for that. Or I'm like, nah, you're all right, mate. See you later. And also people listen when, because mostly listeners are girls, but like when guys are like, oh, you know, actually, I don't really want to have anything like serious, by the way. And you're like, but in your head, you're thinking, oh, if I actually really like you, be like, oh yeah, no worries. Yeah, cool, chill. I'm so chilled, man. Chilled vibes. That's absolutely fine. I'm so chilled, so okay. Yeah. When actually in your head you're thinking, I really like you, so I don't want to stop hanging out with you, and I think that I'm going to be able to change your mind. It's like, no, you're not. Just telling you from the get-go. So like, take like, you don't start self-sabotaging, like being self-destructive in that. Like, as in, if you know that, walk the freaking hell away.
Like, yeah, that's like the perfect.
Because they're not going to change their mind. And honestly, like, I actually think if someone is going to change their mind, they're probably going to change their mind by you walking away. And I don't mean start doing that to play games and be manipulative. But what's attractive is someone that knows their bloody worth and has boundaries and isn't going to stick about for anyone, that values their time. So you're going to be like absolute flames to that person if you're like, oh, right, okay, no worries, I'm not really down for that. See you later.
Yeah.
And so they'll be like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
But then if they start being toxic then and being like, oh, wait, no, actually. But then actually they do want something chilled. Yeah, I've got to bit them off. But,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
No, I think that's a good example because that is like literally where it's kind of like out of your hands. Like they're acting in a certain way, but at the same time, it's still your behavior that you have to reflect on. Like if someone's saying that to you, are you going to believe what they're saying? You know, that quote that you love, like when someone shows you who they are,
believe them goddamn first time, honeys.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's a perfect example of like your own maybe like toxic behaviors. Like, do you believe people when they show you who they are, or are you trying to paint a picture of who they are? And that could be down to so many things. That could be down to childhood things, like wanting something to be something it's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think obviously, as we just said, the first step is kind of identifying what doesn't leave you feeling good, maybe in the long term. And then once you've done that, it's not so much like, okay, I've decided this really doesn't make me feel good, I'm just going to stop it. Because if you have a behavior that's like deep within you, it's probably like come from childhood patterns, as we just said, like it will be quite deep in your subconscious. So it does take some time to kind of identify it and then also work on changing the habit and changing it to something new. So I think a good tip, which I heard, which made so much sense to me, was that once you identify a toxic habit, you may still do it. You may still do it a lot. But the difference is you won't do it unaware. Like you will do it and you'll think, this doesn't really feel good to me. Or something will feel out of alignment. Like it just doesn't feel like a good vibration. It doesn't feel like good for your soul. Like a good example is like gossiping and stuff. Like you might have gossiped loads in the past and then you might come to gossip and then you might find yourself fully engaged in the gossip, which is fine. But then something in your soul, in your stomach is like, this doesn't feel right. And that's like the second step. The second step is becoming aware of that you're doing something that doesn't feel good.
Yeah. Like awareness is key. And like once you're aware, you're like halfway there. Because when it comes to our own self-sabotaging behavior, it's really hard to see that you're even doing it. So once you actually become aware that you are, that's when you're like, oh, okay, like I've got to change some things up here. Like you can just be doing it in so many areas of your life. Like it could be that you hate your job, complain about it all the time, but you don't do anything about it because you're scared. That's self-sabotage.
Yeah,
you're being self-destructive. You're not happy, you don't enjoy what you're doing, but you're letting your fear of the unknown take over and keep you stuck. Like self-sabotage, like, is the kind of behavior that makes you feel stuck. And there's just so many ways you can do it. It can be like putting other people's needs above you, being codependent, like you know, not putting like not living for you and not like, you know, do you know what I mean, like taking care of everyone else's needs before yours. That's self-sabotage. Like and it's all as well like really stems from a belief of that you're not enough, you don't feel worthy. And that's why like self-sabotage, the perfect thing to feed it to stop it is self-love, but like, you know, real self-love. Like I deeply love myself. I show myself that in the decisions and the choices that I make. Like a really good way to start to change your behavior, maybe a question to even ask yourself to just have in your mind as like you go about your life is like, what would I do today if I truly love myself? And then it might, you might find, if you have that in your mind, you might find that when you get to work, like you don't sit there with Sally and bitch about Jess. Jess is, don't know Sally is, but you know what I mean? You won't sit there with Sally from the office and bitch about Jess from the other desk over there. Because afterwards it doesn't make you feel good. You're just doing it because you want Sally to like you, but it actually makes you feel really shit. It's not a good vibe, and it also makes you really paranoid that Jess is going to find out and think that you're a bitch. So like, you know, it could be like, if I truly love myself, what would I do? I'd be like, yeah, like just not really responding to Sally or talking about something else, like not gossiping, changing the conversation, just making it quite clear that you don't want to talk about, or straight up saying Sal's hun.
Sal's. I'm glad Sal's is back.
I'm not interested in talking about Jess. I think she's actually a nice girl. I think you need to leave her alone. And then Sal, you might be like, oh my God. And then go home and do some self-reflection as well. But, you know, that can be the decision you make that shows that you truly love yourself, because you want to, you know, want to live your life with that integrity and not gossip, not talk about people. Or it can be even really small things like not skipping the gym. You've committed to going to 3 workout classes this week at the gym, and it's come to Monday night and you're absolutely knackered and you don't want to go, and you just think, fuck it. Sorry, I keep swearing this episode. I'm trying not to, but can't help it. You just think, oh, whatever, sack it off, I'm tired. And it feels good then, but then long term, what have you got? You've still got the same physical health level that you've had in the first place that you don't want. You want to get healthier. You know, it stops you from becoming that better version of you. And, you know, if you think, well, what would I do if I truly love myself? Well, I'd want the best for me. I'd want the best for my body. So I'd drag my ass to the gym. I'd do a workout because I want to grow my muscles. I want to help my heart. I want to help my mental health. I want to feel good. And, you do it, you get it done.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's like tuning into your like higher self, self-love, rather than surface level self-love.
Oh yeah, so like it's surface, not surface level.
Yeah, because surface level would say like, oh well, I don't fancy the gym, so I'm going to treat myself and go home and relax. But like you said, if you've got like something you want to change in your life long term, if you wanted to change your fitness levels or something, that is not going to help your long-term goal. So it's like you have to get out of like those instant fixes of like dopamine and I don't know, chilled vibes, and just think, how do I want to feel in the long run? Like what do you actually want to achieve?
Yeah, like think about future you, like so like a good exercise to do is like just think like if nothing was standing in my way, where do I want to be? Who do I want to be? Because like we said, like self-sabotage is just you standing in your own way. It's you being self-destructive. And sometimes you can say, oh, it's the other people, it's them, it's their fault why I'm like this. But no, like that's the harsh reality of when you become an adult, is that it's not anyone's fault. Even if you grew up like with a bad childhood and things like that, you know, there's a level of compassion you have to have for yourself, but at the same time, like it's your life. So it's like, do you want to change it? Then you have to really start to reparent yourself and maybe visit some of like your self-sabotaging behavior that you picked up from childhood or whatever, and you got to let go of it, like you know, rather than thinking, oh, it's not my fault while I'm like this, it's because they did that this to me and it made me be like this. Or it's not my fault that I like jump to conclusions about every man or that I date or girl or whoever's listening, like whoever I'm dating, that they're like cheating on me because my last ex cheated on me. It's like, no, like that's self-destructive. Like, not everyone's going to be like that. You know, make sure you're choosing good people, and that, you know, hopefully that will happen. But at the same time, you can't really control it. But yours being self-destructive and creating drama and stress and pain for yourself, if you're constantly like on edge assuming that everyone's cheating and like things like that, like you have to be like an adult, be like, come on, like, yeah, that happened, yes, it was crap, but we don't want the past to write the future. And self-sabotaging behavior, toxic behavior, self-destructive behavior writes your future as your past. And you in the present moment is the one who's got the chance to like redirect that and change that and create the future that you actually want. But that's when it takes that level of like ego aside, look in the mirror and see how you're actually getting in your own way and stopping yourself from doing that.
Yeah, exactly. You have to like fully get out of victim mode and literally like reparent yourself. Like if you want to change your behavior, you have to reparent yourself. So like literally as an example, what we want to give you, if you have a certain behavior, which you know you do, and you may have heard some examples in this episode, maybe you thought, oh, I gossip sometimes and I know like it doesn't make me feel that good afterwards. Maybe I feel a bit guilty. Or like you just said there about cheating and stuff like that in relationships. Like say if you have been cheating on in the past, say if you become like a bit paranoid and you know that you have a bit of like a toxic tendency to maybe like bring those insecurities into the relationship and like project it onto your new partner. And then afterwards you think, that wasn't fair at all. What we want you to do is literally write down your behavior that you do that you think is not serving you, and then ask yourself the question, as Grace said, if I truly love myself, what would I do? And then write that down on the opposite page, like, what would you do? So if your behavior, for example, is you get paranoid in your relationship and you start to accuse them or something like that, you can literally write that you want to change that. And what is your higher self going to do? You're going to maybe self-soothe. You're going to remind yourself of the facts and not all the fear that's coming up in your mind. And that can be your new thing to do. And as we said, it's not going to work instantly. What you can do is you can almost like test yourself. And I think like quite like surface level things like gossiping is a good one to like test yourself with.
Yeah.
Like if you're in the habit of gossiping and that's what you've always done, but now it starts to feel out of alignment, maybe the next time you catch yourself in that, maybe just try and not say much. You don't have to take yourself out of the situation, just try not say much. And then maybe the next time you find yourself, you can actually like walk away. And like people around you start to pick up on the fact that you're not
not engaging in.
Yeah, not engaging with the gossiping. But yeah, as we said, it just takes those steps. But I think definitely like writing them down and being really, really honest with yourself. And then when you're in those situations and you think, oh my God, I'm like, I'm self-sabotaging here. Like, what am I doing this for? You can go back to your little list and you can say, I'm going to practice doing this. And over time, you're going to change the way your mind works because you're going to really implement it into your mind. Like, this serves me better. And then once as well, you feel the rewards of having more of a healthy reaction, you'll become addicted to that.
Yeah, I think gossiping's a really good place to start, like, to start practicing this, like swapping of behavior, and then move on to like the bigger things, because like sometimes the bigger things, like you can't really see it, like you can't tell.
It takes like an event for it to come up.
Or maybe like in therapy, it comes out, they point things out to you, and because you really can just not see yourselves a lot of the time. But asking that question, like, what would I do if I truly love myself? Like, that's quite an honest question to ask. If you really sit with it and, like, really do think about it, then, you know, things will come to you that you should probably, like, oh, I should probably actually stop doing that. I should let that go. Like, that's not actually helping me. But I think gossiping's, like, a really good place to start to try and, like, practice this behaviour because of swapping for things that do serve you. Because, I mean, gossiping does not make you feel good whatsoever. Like, when you're gossiping, like, you're just sending out a vibe that like you're not good enough, because otherwise because you have to tear other people down for you to feel enough. That's what it is. And you know, the universe is listening, all it's hearing is you chatting shit about other people. And it's like, no, like, you know, build other people up. Of like, why is someone else's like success or wins or, you know, things that are good in their life that make you feel inadequate, which then makes you want to gossip about it. That's not any, like, I love that quote from Abraham Hicks, and it's like abundance, what is it, it's on my Instagram,
I can't remember.
Oh yeah, it was you are never deprived when someone else gains. Abundance expands proportionately to match desires. So like if you see someone else get promoted at work, that doesn't take away anything from you, even though it feels like it does, because it's like, oh, they've got the position I wanted. It's like, no, like, be happy for them. Your time will come. But your time will come quicker if you're happy for them. If you walk around being bitter, the universe is listening. But also, like, the people at your work are going to know. They're going to be like, show me if you've got that kind of attitude. So, you know, there's, it's absolutely no skin off your back to celebrate other people. And you actually get more, you know, it's like karma, what comes around goes around. Like, you get more good things back if you're being like that with people. So like gossiping is a great place to start, because it's just something to, like, that's just not gonna, it's not serving you anyway. It's just let it go, and you can quite easily let it go, and then you build up that identity within yourself and with all the other people around you that, oh, she doesn't gossip, so they just won't even be part of the conversation. And if you're scared about losing friends or anything because you're going to drop out of the gossip circle, it doesn't matter, because they weren't good friends anyway. And like anyone that sits there and gossips like that, you know, slagging people off, talking about people behind the back to you,
when it's like none of their business,
don't think that they aren't doing it about you behind your back. Like, people that sit there and say things like that, you know, talk about other people in front of you like that, but then seem to not, you know, they'll be doing that to the other people that they're slagging off to you. They're slagging you off to them. Like, so it's just not, it's not a vibe.
No, it's not. That's so true, actually. Like, I don't have many, but I have like a few people in my life that I can think of where like sometimes you think, oh my God, like, you know, they'll be talking about someone and you think, oh my God, and then you stop and you think, bloody hell, I wonder what they say about me.
Yeah, what are you saying about me?
if you're saying that about someone, what are you saying about me? But no, definitely. And as we were saying, with like writing stuff down as well, if you notice that like one day you're going to like do this self-sabotaging behavior and you switch what you're going to do and you pick like that healthy option and you're really proud of yourself, like document it, like literally write down those wins, because those are the kind of wins that will literally transform your life. And they're not the wins that you celebrate. Like, you really don't like go up to someone and say, do you know what I did today? Because they'll be like, what? Like, most people aren't even willing to meet themselves there, so they probably won't care about you. But it's really, really important to like build that muscle of like gratitude for yourself and everything that you've accomplished, because those internal wins and rewriting like your beliefs and your behavior is really, really hard. So you should really pat yourself on the back. So I think definitely like, yeah, when you notice yourself starting to change, write it down, write what happened, what you felt like, how it made you feel afterwards, pat yourself on the back, give yourself a gold star.
Yeah, like try and give yourself a reward in some way, because then your brain will also like, you know, connect the dots of, oh, this new behavior means well done, I must keep doing that then. And like, yeah, but you've got to reward yourself, because no one else is really gonna do it. But you'll feel so much better as well within you. So like that good feeling, like you're just like, wow, like this feels so much better being this way than how it was. And you'll just want to keep it up.
Yeah, for sure. And before you know it, you're going to start creating your own new identity. And as well, just one other thing that like when you do start really working on identifying your own toxic behavior, you will start to notice it more in others. And that's not to say that you go around judging them, because that is quite easy to do. Like when you get into self-development and you work on your own
self-development
stuff,
ego.
Yeah, it's really easy to do that, because, and it's not even like it's coming from a bitter place. I think if anything, it comes from a place of, I've done work on myself, I'm seeing the improvements in my life, it feels really good. And then it's like, if a family member or something does something, you think, oh my God, like, I used
just
to do things
go
like
and
that.
Meditate.
Yeah, and you're like, oh my God,
just go and
sort
read
it out.
A personal development book. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You should check yourself in therapy, then you'd be so much better. It's like, no, you can't think like that.
Yeah,
like, people
exactly.
are on their own journeys and they'll meet themselves on the path wherever they are. Like,
yeah.
You can't rush it.
Yeah, exactly.
All you can do is lead by example.
Yeah, yeah. Some people will never want to do the kind of work that you're doing, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But I think if you do start to identify in other people, it doesn't mean that we can like start to judge them or anything, but it just means that maybe you can like step away from that person. If you're thinking, I've identified quite a lot of toxic behavior in you because I've done the work on identifying it myself, and then you can think, actually, do you know what, you don't make me feel that good because of the stuff that you do, so I'm gonna actually like lay back from you and remove you from my life. But yeah, try and go with like less judgment, because it's so easy to do that. We've all been there when we're like, oh my God, I wish you just sort yourself out.
Yeah.
But not everybody wants to.
Yeah. And like, that's fine. And I think it's like, you know, it's wrong for anyone to like assume that you know the complete answer of what's right for that person's world.
Oh, yeah,
like,
no.
You don't. And even if you like, you well in, you know, attuned with all this personal development stuff, like, people are just gonna do, like, they're out on their path where they are, and that's how it's like meant to be. Like, there's like, with self-sabotage, this is about change, it's change of behavior, and there's actually like 5 steps to change. And first change is like, oh, thinking, oh, should I change? Then it's like, what are the pros and cons of changing? Then it's deciding, okay, I will change. So you like put a plan in place. Then it's like action and commitment, and then after that it's like maintenance, like maintaining it in your lifestyle. And that's literally like the psychological step, 5 steps of change. And if you can't rush anyone through any of those steps.
No,
you can't. Like, and you can't really rush yourself through them either. Like, it is just what it is. People are just going to be at where they are. But I think when you start to like sort of clean up your behavior within yourself that's stopping you from standing in your way, like, sometimes friends might fall away as well, not because you know, oh, they're really bad, but because maybe they engage in a behavior that like you're letting go of. Like a really good example is drinking. Like, a lot of people, like in the UK, there's like such big drinking culture, like such a big like culture around socializing with alcohol, like, especially in like cities and stuff like that, like, you know, after work drinks and things like that. And if you decide, you know what, alcohol's really, I'm not demonizing it, like, do what you want, but as if you decide on your journey, you're like, oh, I can see that my use of alcohol, even though it, you know, you're not an alcoholic, you're just doing it socially, whatever, is standing in your way. It could be standing in the way of your fitness goals. Like, you could be smashing the gym, but then you booze hard the weekend. It's like, you know, like that level of like, you're on one end of two ends of the spectrum there. Like, you're not going to get your goals because you're not actually, you've got one foot in, one foot out. So sometimes like addressing your self-sabotage means that you've got to take that foot out of that self-sabotage behavior and actually put your other foot right in to the behavior towards what you actually want, which is creating the lasting change and committing to the life you want and achieving the goals that you want to achieve. And sometimes, you know, alcohol is a great example of that. And where alcohol tends to be such a social thing, especially in the UK, that might mean that you're going to like lose friends, because some friendships are like based on quite shallow things like that, as in you're just friends because you just sit and go out for drinks together and stuff like that. And, you know, so that might be a bit scary for you to let go of that habit of alcohol or whatever, because you're like, oh, well then what am I going to do? Because this is what all my mates do. So how am I going to socialize? But you have to think, you have to, again, not be self-destructive and just put yourself first and just think, okay, maybe it will mean that I've had a few lonely months where I'm not going out and doing those things. So, and I'm in the middle, in that transition period of transitioning from that, those like friendship groups and growing, becoming who I'm meant to be. And on that growth journey is where you'll meet all your new friends that are more aligned with you. But that takes time. So you just might have to just think, well, you know what, like, commit to myself. It's fine. I'll get through it. I'll push myself out of my comfort zone. I'm going to take myself to gym classes. I'm going to go to like a workshop or seminar or something that's related to something I'm interested in. And I'm going to try and talk to people there and like try and make friends, or I'm going to make friends through like an online community, like, you know, or whatever, like, you know, there's so many ways. And yeah, so like, it's doing the work to uncover your own self-sabotage. One takes a lot of self-awareness. You really got to drop your ego, drop thinking, feeling like a victim, drop blame of anyone else or anything else. You know, even if other people and things have impacted why you are what you are, you're the only one that can change it. And that's when you know, you've really got to be like, okay, right, like, no one's coming to fix me here. I've got to fix myself. So you've got to do all that. And then you've got to actually commit and take the action and do it. And that might mean, you know, really stepping outside your comfort zone and creating change. But you feel stuck in your self-sabotage, like self-sabotage making you feel stuck. And there's nothing worse than feeling stuck and stagnant and not growing, not progressing, because humans are meant to grow and progress. And when we're not, you feel like shit because you're meant to keep evolving and growing. Like, that is the whole, like, one of the biggest points of life is to keep learning, moving forward, growing, and not staying like the same. So that will mean shift in your physical reality, change of your circumstances, maybe leaving a job, switching up friends. Like, it won't feel comfortable. You might feel a bit like, God, what have I done? But like, if you just stick with it, then you'll get there to what you actually want.
Yeah.
If you wait it out.
Yeah, that's so true. I feel like it can be very scary, but as you said, I feel like that's like a natural indication. Like, if you're stopping a behavior and you know, it's, oh my God, like, I never hang out with that person anymore, because you've kind of like stopped that behavior, that'll show you like how surface level things may be. Because then as well, you might have friendships where actually maybe you did engage in like toxic behavior together, but then say like you start to change, like you could lead by example, they might think, oh look, they've stopped doing that. And like, if your friendship is on that deep level, then you can still stay friends. But yeah, I think that to remind yourself that, yeah, even though it's a bit scary, you're doing it like for your higher good and you're going to feel much better. And I think as well, when you're on like that journey of changing your behavior, if you feel like, oh, I feel like I'm getting nowhere, like what's changed in my life, just keep consistent, because it literally will change. It just takes time to change your own behavior. But then everything has like a ripple effect, like everything you're doing, like even stopping gossiping, like it lowers your vibration so much. So even stopping that is going to make you feel so much better throughout the day. You'll go to bed feeling better, and in time that'll change your life. But you've got to keep consistent. Like, it's not, nothing like this is like overnight success, especially when it comes to working on yourself. Like, it's quite a long journey, but it's so, so worth it. Like, doing that little bit of work will change your life.
100%. And this part of your self-development journey where you're like looking at your own like toxic behavior, your own self-destructive tendencies, is the part where you only get, because self-development's got like different levels of your journey.
Mm.
And to get to this level, you will have been like, you know, into personal development, thinking about it, doing things, you know, taking good care of yourself, reading books. And then it opens your eyes up to that level of awareness to where you're like, shit, like I can actually see where I'm actually standing my own way. It's mm-hmm. like you don't get to that level until you've already done some other, until you've already kind of put your toes in the water with personal development, mm-hmm. personal growth. But then like this is like, so then to become aware of your own like self-sabotaging behavior is like one step, but then to actually like get over it, it's like a really big hump, but up that hump, so it feels harder to do than like the other steps you've done so far. Mm. But once you get over that hump, like that's when you're really gonna get what you actually want. Like all these things that you, the reason why you started personal growth in the first place is because you're trying to create a life in a certain way for yourself and feel a certain way and be a certain way and have certain things, and you know, you set your goals, you set like your intentions, what you want to manifest and stuff like that, and that means like getting out your own way. And this is that big humpy step where you're like, big step this. Oh, don't know if I can make it. You got to just keep going, because that's the bit that really like up, it's like a big, big up level, this bit. So it doesn't, it takes time and it doesn't always feel great. And you might feel a bit lonely on the journey as well if you're walking away from people that aren't good. So, but you do have to stick with it, because if you can just keep going on that big step, once you get up there, you're like, oh yes, yeah. This feels so much better. This was so worth it. I'm so glad I did this. And like, so always think about your future self and like, okay, what does my future self want? Like, who is she or he? Where are they? What do they do? What do I want them to be? And so you need to start, you know, investing in that version of you, that future version of you, of what you actually want today. And you will not get the results within a week, within 2 weeks. Like, it's going to take a bit of time, but like, don't give up, stay committed. If you really love yourself, you will do that. Like, keep it going. And like, just keep going. You'll find friends that are aligned with you along the way. And then you get your little accountability buddies and you're both working each other together. And like, you can like talk about things and, you know, you can keep each other accountable to these changes and be like, oh, I did actually go out for drinks with everyone from work on Friday because it was somebody's leaving due, but I didn't have a drink. I just had a lime soda. And I felt so good. And your friend, you'll tell your accountability mate that, and they'll be like, oh, well done. And then you'll be like, yay, rewards, gold stars for me. Like, and that's that dopamine thing. So like, you can bring people along the journey with you who can keep you accountable, you keep them, like, you know, because when you're into like personal development, like, you're well into it. So like, you want to talk to people about it. So
yeah,
like, if you find friends that are into it, like, they'll want to chat about it and stuff. So you know, if you open yourself up to all those things, like, you know, you attract what you are and they'll just come into your life. So,
no, for sure. I feel like that quote, how low you go is how high you go. And I feel like that relates to what you were saying about, like, you've just got to keep pushing and, like, remind yourself that the level of honesty that you're willing to meet yourself on is how high you will also go. Like, that'll be the opposite end of how good you will feel. So when you feel like you don't want to do this work or you don't want to, like, face your own behavior, just think, the more honesty, the more vulnerability that you go to within yourself, the more like love and happiness and freedom you will feel on the other side. Like, that is guaranteed. That's why we're sat here doing this podcast. It's not just so you can go home and think, why do I self-sabotage? It's so you can literally change your behavior and live a banging life.
Yeah, because we do all self-sabotage. Like, it's all, however which way we do it, like, it's all just some learned behavior from something. And the reason why we keep doing it is because it's in our comfort zone, it's what we know. So like, our brains love to keep us in our comfort zone and what we know, because it's familiar, so it thinks it's safe. But what is familiar isn't always actually that good for you. So like, you can be familiar with the fact that you spend every morning having a cup of coffee with Sally and chatting about, sorry, Sally's getting really hammered in this podcast, and you're chatting about everyone in the office being really nasty about them. Like, that can be in your comfort zone. So, but it doesn't mean that's good for you. Same with like, you going, your comfort zone could be that you go out every weekend and absolutely sesh the booze and feel awful, have really bad anxiety like from it or whatever. And you're scared to change because what's, then it's into the unknown and the unfamiliar, but what you're stepping into in the unknown is going to actually be better for you. So the reason why self-sabotage, it's not because you like hate yourself. It's just like your brain, just like how it works, like keeping your comfort zone. Is that safe? So don't sit there and like, as if I do all this to myself too long, because we do all do self-sabotage on some level. But yeah, you know, if you can be really honest, then you can go real high, as you said.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's pretty much all our steps to identifying your own self-sabotaging behaviour. Just to quickly go over them. So the first step is identifying what might feel really good in the moment, but not so good afterwards. And try not to cop out. Try not to think, oh, well, Sally does this, so it's fine. If it doesn't make you feel good in that, no, afterwards, sorry, then you need to change it. And then you are going to become more aware of why you do it. So that could be doing like some more inner work. And then you may still do it, remind yourself, you can still do it, but you will understand that your awareness within will be like, this is not good for me. And then you can slowly start to change your behavior, celebrate the wins, write down how you want to change your behavior. And as we said, just keep consistent.
Mm-hmm. And before you know it, your life will be very, very, very different.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be mind blown.
Yeah. You'll be like, oh! What? I don't even recognize myself, because it like happens so like gradually, like big like change when you're really staying consistent. And then, you know, someone will say, you're glowing, and you're like, do you know what? I freaking am.
Yeah.
And it's because I stopped self-sabotaging. So yeah. So we're just gonna wrap up with a quote of the week. This is a bit of we don't always do quote of the week, sometimes it's not like a quotable episode, but this is quotable episode. So we've got a good quote for you here, and it is, getting your shit together requires a level of honesty you can't even imagine. There's nothing easy about realizing you're the one that's been holding you back this whole time, that your lack of discipline is the answer to some of those why not me questions that you ask. You know, why am I not getting promoted? Are you working hard enough? Are you being focused? Are you spending too much time in the staff room talking to Sally? Bitching? Not enough time, like, coming up with new ideas and present them to your boss? You know, like, yeah. All that stuff where you're like, oh, why has she smashed it in business and I haven't? Well, have you been doing the work? Have you been getting in your own way? Have you been paralysing yourself with perfection? Like, all stuff like that, you know? So, bit of a savage quote there, but that's what we're all about here.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love that quote so much. I think as well, once you realise that maybe it's myself who's standing in the way, you start to realise, well, what can I do? If you actually take ownership and think, oh my God, it's been me all along,
I'm the one that can change it.
Yeah. Like, what can you not do? What can you not achieve once you realise it's all down to you?
There's this amazing book that we're reading at the minute, and we are going to do an episode about it, because we only do an episode about a whole book if it's really, really good book. Yeah. And it's called A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. And we're, like I said, we're going to do a full episode about the book soon. But one thing in there she says that's a quote, she quotes it in the book, but it's something she's very well known for and famous for. So the quote she says that she's really well known for is, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. So you, most of the time, you do not think that you're powerful.
No.
You don't. But when you start to think about that, like, think about that quote, like, let it mull over. Think about it over the next few days, and it'll start to, like, start to hit different.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been swanning around my head. I feel that quote is, like, a really high level of honesty within yourself. Like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll leave you with that. Thank you very much for listening, guys. And if you feel like you are doing a lot of self-destructive behavior, a lot of self-sabotaging, it's getting a bit overwhelming, and you actually don't feel like you can actually get through this yourself, you can't, don't feel like you can change this yourself, therapy is an amazing tool for accountability and honesty, vulnerability, and support and guidance to help you get through it. Because sometimes when you're trying to get over your self-sabotaging behavior, like, it is really hard. It's very sticky. Sometimes you really do need somebody who's like non-biased, out of the situation, doesn't judge you, hasn't got any like any ulterior motive or anything. Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes when you're like talking to maybe a family member about your self-sabotaging behavior or whatever, if it's something quite, that's really quite affecting you, they'll be invested in you, emotionally invested in you changing because they don't want to see you like getting stuck and hurt and not doing good for yourself. Whereas like a therapist, they won't have that same level of emotional charge on it, but they'll be able to give you that really good wisdom and guidance to help you through it. And sometimes that's what you need, because sometimes we can't do this by ourselves, and that's okay. Like all these tools are great and they're there for a reason. So if that's you, therapy is a great place to go. And like we mentioned at the start of the podcast, our sponsor is the online therapy company BetterHelp, and you can get a discount with their therapy service. So links in the show notes if you want to access that. Thank you very much for joining us, guys. Let us know what you thought about the show. Come and chat to us on the gram. And don't forget, we are doing our series, the Find Your Feet, Ask Grace and Abby series on the podcast. So where we are literally, it's an episode devoted to your questions. So you send us in like a voice note, or send us in like an email, or just a DM on Instagram, whatever you want. And ask us a question. What do you want help with? And we'll give you an in-depth answer about how to, you know, deal with it in the best way that we can. And that we wanted to do that as well, because like a lot of the questions we do get asked about are like things that a lot of people go through, you know, friendship breakups, things like that, like that everyone can benefit from hearing from.
Yeah.
And also just knowing you're not alone and hearing someone maybe has a similar problem with you, and you get some good advice on it as well, can really help you. So the episode is all for to bring the community together. So if you want to be involved, if you want to be part of the podcast, just like I said, email us. Details are in the show notes, or DM it to us, or however you want. But you can send in anonymous questions as well, because sometimes people don't want to do a voice note and they don't want to be named. That's fine. Just type it and just tell us, I want to remain anonymous. That's totally okay. But get involved. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm well excited. We've already asked some really good questions.
Yeah,
we have. It's going to be so fun. I feel like whenever we give advice, we could just go on forever. But as you said, like, everyone can resonate anyway. So I can't wait for that. And also, guys, do not forget, we are hosting our very first free workshop on the 21st of November at 7 p.m. for 1 hour. We are going to get you aligned and ready for the week. We're going to be doing meditations, lifting your vibe, setting new goals, bringing the community together. It's going to be so, so fun. And we're blown away with how many people have already signed up. So if you want to make new friends and come and lift your vibe on Sunday evening ready for a new week, then come and secure your space. The link is in the show notes.
Yeah, your version of self-destruction might be the Sunday scaries.
Yeah,
and you sit there and you're like, I'm so scared. So stop being self-destructive, come to the free workshop and do something different, do something your future self is going to thank you for. But yeah, thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Love you, lads.
Bye.
Bye.